hanging up on a nail.
Did you have a room off the bedroom for it?
Us boys kept ours upstairs. I had a row of nails there to hang them on, and my all had a trunk apiece. We'd put our Sunday clothes in, you know.
You didn't have a room off the bedroom that you hang your clothes in?
No, people didn't have them in them days.
You have them in this house, though, I suppose.
Yeah, yes, we got them.
What do people call them here?
The closet, we call them.
Well, what do you call these movable kind that you can take and put in the bedroom and move it out again?
I don't know what. I never saw one of them. I've heard of them, but I never saw one.
I think they call them a wardrobe. Some places. You ever hear of that? Wardrobe?
Yeah, they nearly everybody's got a wardrobe. Used to buy them, you know, and make them. Make them in the corner of the house.
Did you use them?
No, we never did
you
have
didn't
them.
Use them.
We got wardrobes upstairs to every room upstairs, And that new house I built had wardrobes upstairs.
Were these portable? Could you move them from room to room? Were they built in?
Built in.
They're built in.
They built in by the chimney, you see. They have a cut off there where they make the wardrobe.
How many floors did your house have?
Just two floors, a basement.
Did you have a place above the second floor to store things?
Yes, over the L. See, the L, I built this house different from most of the houses built. I think I made a mistake, but I done my own architect. This roof at the top, on the north side, all sloped the same way. It went over the kitchen and dining room, and going over the left room, there's 6 or 8 feet there, room. Well, I floored that and made that the plunder room to put things in we didn't need and so on. And I had a door to go from the upstairs into that room. I tell you that.
What did you call that part up there where you.
Attic.
The attic. You never called it garret?
Well, they're the same.
Yeah, which term did you use most?
Attic.
Attic,
No, old boy, I think the best thing I'd done in my reading and studying was when alfalfa started. This country. I expect you can remember when it first come around, if you paid any attention to it.
I don't really remember.
Anyhow, the... What is that old man's name? I forgot his name now. Anyhow, he is called Alfalfa King. He is up in Ohio, I think, somewhere. And he went around over the country making speeches, telling us how to raise it and all. And he come in, made a speech too, and he made speeches out in the country. And there's a whole lot of people went to raising it then. Well, I sowed the first year, I sowed 10 acres of it. And there's an old Northerner here had a little farm close to town. He lived in town. He had raised an acre of it and had it 2 years. And I saw it and saw it how it was growing and all.